Knowsley neglect. Polly Toynbee's Guardian column said Knowsley has been savaged by Tory cuts. This is an important point to raise. However, the main underlying issues aren't raised by Toynbee, who supports the Blairite wing of the Labour Party. Knowsley has been hit hard, perhaps hardest, but everywhere has. The borough is one of only three in the country to not offer A levels, the other two being the Bankers City of London and the tiny Scilly Isles. This loss of A-level provision is down to financial decisions, cutbacks. 8 years ago, there were about a dozen institutions offering further education, with £159 million pumped in via PFI. The result today is complete academisation of the area's schools. I'm assuming Toynbee's assertion that the borough loves right-wing Knowsley MP George Howarth is borne out of voting figures. But that couldn't be further from the views of the residents who step into my taxi. After taking on Tory governments for decades, the post-war revolt in the Mersey area against Tory decision-makers has been passed down from generation to generation. Howarth is an MP who does virtually zero campaigning, and votes to bomb Syria, while doing nothing to relieve frustrations. The vote for Howarth is not because he works for us, it's because the Tories don't, so the borough votes Labour. The higher vote at this year's general election was in spite of Howarth. It was instead for Corbyn's anti-austerity programme, as working class people will hope these mean a return to some of Labour's more left-wing policies of the past, including the fighting, socialist campaigning embodied by the militant-led Liverpool City Council of the 1980s. Neil Dunn, Knowsley.